Go ahead and start if everybody's ready. It's 10:01. All right, and this is notice hereby given the Commissioners Court of Orange County, Texas, hold a workshop on Tuesday, February 18th, 2020, at 10 a.m.
the Commissioners Courtroom of the Administration Building, 123 South 6th Street, Orange, Texas. Workshop session purpose: to receive and review recommendations regarding current policies within the county as presented by the Policy Grievance Committee. Ms. Lori, I think you're up.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I think James is going to be the spokesman this morning for the Grievance Committee. So it's not about grievance. It's about policy. And I want to congratulate the group for being patient, because I know the group had gone through the policy manual, what, two years ago?
Last year this time.
They had gone through it and had some recommendations. And because of the changes on court, I kind of kept pushing them off till we got a court that sat for a while so that we could keep it all in one court. And I thank y'all for waiting it out for us. But I'm going to let James do the presentation, and if y'all have any questions, I'll be back here.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. I think Ms. Arduin has sent you these policies. One is the catastrophic leave policy, and the other is the parental, both maternal and paternal. These are policies that the county had prior. There was really no changes that we had made to this. We just thought that this would be a good thing for the employees, especially the paternal and maternal policy, and the catastrophic leave is what we did.
Anybody have any comments or questions about either one of them?
So you're really not wanting to change anything?
No, sir. What they did was these were taken away from the county employees a couple years back, and we just want to try to reinstate these two policies here.
And I think the only conversation that I had about that was that there might have been some abuses in the past, and maybe figuring out a way to reinstate catastrophic, but maybe shore it up a little bit so that it can't be abused. You know?
Correct. I know both of these, from what I've understand, has been abused, hunting, fishing. I probably shouldn't say all this, but I think that's probably what it was there was just kind of no oversight.
I don't think there's any way you can write it.
Right, you can. Right.
You put it on paper.
Either you're going to give it to them for the time that they need, or I guess not. I mean, that's up to the department head for something like that.
Well, for the record, I don't oppose it. I would like to shore it up where we can. And to your point, you can't eliminate all of it, but there's probably some things we can do to shore it up a little bit.
So. Right.
You have any thoughts on that, Lori, of any language particularly that we could possibly use, if that's a concern?
My history is with the sheriff's office, so we didn't really have a lot of issues with catastrophic. I think in the county there was some issues. I think my recommendation only would be that instead of a department head making the decision whether or not the catastrophic leave meet the requirement, that maybe we have a committee in the county that is not just... I think that department head should have a vote in it, but I think it should maybe be myself, some other department heads or elected officials or commissioner's court that looks at more continuity of what the meaning of catastrophic leave is.
Some of the conversations that I've had, since it's kind of just some different couple of phone calls, is mostly about the fact that one department head views this as catastrophic leave because it's up to them. One views something else totally different as catastrophic, and then they talk and like, well, hey, I got to leave for that, but I didn't. And so how we can maybe, to your point, firm some of that up so it's more consistent.
Some employees felt like they were denied when other employees with the same issues were given.
Allowed.
And I think that
so maybe we can get some better definition around what those issues,
things
are. That would be key to balance the playing field. Yeah.
Right. Well, and it doesn't, you know, and I know that with some department heads, it's if they haven't dealt with it in the past, that's a hard decision for them. And I think some department heads and elected officials might like the other people's weigh in on it to help them make that decision. Because none of us are medical, you know, we don't have that medical background. Is this a life threatening illness? That's the key to the catastrophic leave policy. Is it needs to be a life threatening illness. And that would be my only recommendation on catastrophic. Now, with paternity and maternity, I think there's been discussion that we only have maternity. We should get rid of paternity, but I'll err on the side of our legal counsel that I've been told if you have one, you got to have the other. And that, again, has been abused, so we hear. You know, we've never really had a case that we could prove that. I'll just say, personally, if I was that mother, I would make sure that husband was home with me. I guess some were not. Or sometimes they wanted to go away. I don't know.
Well, that time's changed because men go to baby showers now.
Well, we've had some issues with newborns that were in NICU, and I've seen it work tremendously for some of those employees that the baby was in NICU for months, and the mom did her maternity leave, and then the dad was able to do the paternity leave and stay with the baby at the NICU in Houston. So I think it's a good leave, and I, of course, feel that the mother should always get it because physically I think they need it, but you know, that's up to y'all. We get good, we have good benefits, we earn a lot of time, but I think it always hits those employees that haven't been here very long. You know, those 5-10-year employees that maybe have some little ones that have to get off because they're runny noses or whatever, and then they get pregnant, and do they have that time to be off with the newborn? I agree with the group. I think that they have really good recommendations. That the only thing is, for catastrophic, I think it should be a committee that decides that. As far as maternity, I'm pretty sure we can just get a doctor's excuse and we'll know they're pregnant.
Some of the amount of time, the allocation of the time that they're allowed off and stuff like that, was there any concerns around those?
In the past, you got an additional to what you already accrued. So you get an additional time. Maternity was 6 weeks?
Maternity was 6 weeks.
6 weeks, and catastrophic was?
I think it was 30 days.
30 days.
Yeah.
So, it's in addition to what you accrued, and, I've seen employees that need that time.
Okay.
You know, and I've
no additional changes that y'all were recommending, that y'all just kind of basically reinstated where we were at before.
Same policy from previous.
Anybody know when it was taken out? Because I'll be honest, when
I would say around like
2015-ish. I would say 2015-ish.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, as far as the court, of course, that's added cost of benefits given to the employees for more time paid off. But, I don't think it's so much that it's going to be a huge cost issue. If it is, we can relook at it and maybe put more requirements on it.
I think instead of just reinstating it, we probably need to, for the committee in our future, is look at all the pieces of it, make sure it's where we want it to be for today, and then push it forward. Because I think there may be some small changes that we want to make. And so instead of just reinstating it as it is, because that policy was probably very old.
It was from the original.
Yeah, so I think we probably need to look at it, maybe form a small committee. Let's get all the particulars in line, and then look at reinstating. That's what we're going to do.
Make it a little tighter.
Yeah.
Because I'm not opposed to putting it back in. I think it's long. I think I never could figure out why they took it out and not just, instead of taking it out, tweak it at the time and leave it as it was. But it was taken out, and we're trying to, we appreciate y'all's efforts trying to get it. But we want to make sure if we're going to put it back, let's put it back so it's effective under the times that under the current time now.
Correct.
And we're doing it right. I don't think there's an issue with doing that. And on the, the budgetary side and stuff, it's just one of those things that I think that we're going to have to do. And to me, in my opinion, as we move forward, we've all had a lot of conversations around these new revenue cap bills that have been passed and how we're going to have to work forward with that. This is a way that we can benefit our employees without necessarily more money compensation, because we're probably not going to have a lot of that in the future unless they raise that revenue cap bill. So, and that doesn't look like it's likely after last week's meeting. So this is something we can do, and we have some room to do it. So. I mean, we can't vote on it today or anything like that, but I think that. So, are we wanting to look at a committee of? You want to kind of look at how y'all want to rewrite that? Maybe get James, if you want to get Lori,
well,
look
I'd
at
like
how to do that.
For department heads and elected officials too. The sheriff is one that has a lot of the employees and his staff that it affects their office, but also like the smaller departments' view on it, because like in my office with just three of us, one person out a long time
hurts.
So, if we could maybe come back to the court with after I talk to some department heads and elected officials and see who would like to serve on that, if you don't mind, and maybe one or two of y'all that could be on there. I think that would be better, and maybe
it'd be perfect for Commissioner Precinct 1, no problem.
There you go, getting the blame again, Johnny.
You're still bitter, aren't you?
Yeah, you're still bitter, aren't you? Still bitter.
Precinct 4 needs to join that committee today.
By the way, I want to let everybody know that Commissioner Beecham is not here because she still is fighting an illness, the shingles. And she was in the doctor yesterday and called me to let me know that she wouldn't make it because she wants to be at the meeting this evening. She feels it was more important, but that she's really having issues. So
yeah, she's been battling.
I just wanted to pass that to everybody here. She didn't.
Well, also, Denise made a recommendation that we'll go back and look and see how many employees were taking that.
Right.
Kind of give if we can get those numbers between the auditor's office and the treasurer's office, if we can kind of figure out what that cost breakdown was in the past.
Okay.
So maybe we can kind of see where we're at with that. But
good.
I just don't remember it being a whole lot.
The one thing about the catastrophic is after they've exhausted all their other sick leave, it's not they don't just get it up front. They have to exhaust all their other sick leave. And before it was abused because people were used, they would use all their sick leave and then they would use the catastrophic for all kind of illnesses, you know, not necessarily the
life-threatening
are the ones that were listed here. It's just that they used all their other sick time, so then they used catastrophic just as sick time. That was the
yeah, and I think that's like
it runs concurrent with it. Okay. So, you know, you have a 12-week window with FMLA.
So it's not going to add on to my 12 weeks.
No.
At 18.
No. But, you know, and we've seen it where people say they, you know, I always go back to the sheriff's office, but say a deputy breaks his ankle. And he uses his time, but he needs 30 more days for rehab or, you know, physical therapy or whatever, and then he can come back. That would give him 30 more paid days instead of having to do that unpaid, you know. So as long as it's in that 12-week FMLA.
And I think that's the thing is that we just got to make sure. I think that the language is clear that things like that aren't questioned, you know, so that everybody knows going in and they know about the 30 days can't be used for because you've exhausted everything else, it just can't be used for as is on other medical stuff. It's got to be only for that. And just tighten that language up.
Our paperwork on our health care provider form that we send to the doctor for everything asks the doctor, is this a life-threatening illness? So we don't make that decision whether it's life-threatening.
Oh, yeah.
The doctor does. And we don't want to make that decision, you know, because what I might not think is life-threatening may be. I mean, a gallbladder surgery might not be life-threatening, but they're going under, and depending on their condition, it could be life-threatening. So we let the doctor make that decision, too.
When we tighten it up, I think what it does, then the employees know exactly what they have. There's no gray area, so it leaves less to get upset about, so everybody knows exactly what they're going to get when they get in there. So no surprises. I think that's good. So.
Why you chose it? You get 6 weeks. If the employee wishes to take additional leave after expiration of 6 weeks paid leave, the employee may utilize in the following order, then it goes to FMLA.
Well, this is their recommendation, but this wouldn't be what would be written in the policy.
Okay.
That committee would help write it in the policy, and then we would bring the written policy to legal and to the commissioners to read the exact thing.
It's 12 months FMLA, correct?
12 weeks.
12 weeks. Mm-hmm. So whatever you had in the catastrophic, you could have more FMLA than you have catastrophic. You could still be off, but then that pay would end.
No way.
Say that again.
Isn't that right?
He's saying you could run out of the 30 days of catastrophic.
We are not required to pay 12 weeks of sick leave, but because our county offers a benefit of sick leave, as soon as you're out, rerun FMLA concurrent with it. So first day out sick is your first day paid sick, and it's your first day of FMLA. And we run it 12 weeks. It can be intermittent, or it can be continual. Now, if you only had, say, 6 weeks of paid time, this would give you 30 more days of paid time.
Okay.
And then the rest of it would be, which my math isn't good, but...
Yeah, but it would run off concurrent.
Right.
There would never be anything past the 12 weeks.
No, right. But you could end up not being paid for the last few weeks.
Right.
That's the point I was trying to make.
Guaranteed of 30 days of pay, regardless of what your benefits that you approved.
Correct. Correct.
So we'll have to put it on the agenda next week to form a committee, correct? Can't form a committee out of a workshop.
Well, true. True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do that next week. and then we can start the process and start to see what we can get done with that.
I know I'm not missing next week.
Nope.
Well, again, I want to thank the committee for doing this. Yeah. It's been years since the committee's reviewed the policy, so I appreciate y'all going through it and doing that for us.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Like I said, hopefully we can get to a deal where we can get that reinstated in a fashion that's good for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, people have an issue that. We'll get that on the agenda for next week so that we can get a committee formed, and then y'all can kind of do that. And if you have some name, because Lori, you want them, I guess, of course, to work with the committee that's already in existence, or just add some additional people, or you just want to
probably
talk to them and then just kind of work with
it. From the committee, and, okay. I'll talk to a few department heads, elected officials, yeah. And if y'all have any recommendations,
Lori.
I think you're being.
Lori Denise.
I think you're being.
I think there's a couple.
Something about being on a committee.
James, appreciate being quiet.
James, being quiet.
Just listening.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Anything
thank
else?
Y'all. Thank you so much.
Anybody have any other thoughts, concerns, considerations? All right. If not, we will adjourn at 10:17. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Thank you.